Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So earlier we heard from Brian O'Connell about the flooding devastation left in Middleton and other areas of Cork as Storm Babette moved through the county. The County Council's severe weather assessment team, they've been meeting all morning, and fresh from that meeting with an update, I'm joined now on the line by Mark O'Sullivan, Acting Director of Roads with Cork County Council. Mark, thank you for speaking to us. Tell us what your priority is to deal with this morning. Where do you begin?
Thanks, Claire. Thanks for having me on. I suppose really our severe weather assessment team has been meeting on an ongoing basis. We met again this morning. Our priority at the moment, the worst affected area in Cork is the Middleton area. We've got a coordination centre established at the fire station. We have crews on the ground, and basically where we are now at the moment is in a clean-up and assessment mode and trying to assist all the homeowners, residents and businesses that are affected by this awful event.
So what will you be doing for them? Are you providing skips, for example? Are you helping them to remove damaged items from their property?
Yes, well, we will be providing skips are being sourced as I speak. We will be providing communal skips in the Middleton area. There are multi-agency staff on the ground from the fire service, and our own staff are on the ground, so there's clean-up ongoing. And, you know, there are other measures in place there as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cork was under a Metair and Orange rain warning, Mark, as you know very well. What resources did you have to mobilise? What steps did you take to make sure that the damage would be kept to a minimum?
I suppose we were proactive straight away, Claire. And the minute the Orange weather warning came into effect, our severe weather alert team convened and met on Monday. We've been meeting continually since. We deployed our teams across the county to check known hotspots, clear drains, clear gullies. Flood barrier defences were erected in places like Mallow and Fermoy, where we have demountable barriers. Pumps were deployed in other areas such as Skibbereen, Bantry and Clonakilty to deal with any surface water flooding. And we've had a huge effort from all our staff. And I think at this stage I'd like to compliment all our road staff and all the agencies involved, who are many, including the Defence Forces, Garda Síochána. And there's been a huge effort to counter the effects of Storm Babette.
And listen, tell me, how accessible is Middleton town now? Are the roads around fully open?
No, they're not. We still have the N25 closed at Castle Martyr, and while floodwaters have receded, discussions are ongoing about closing the main street, and that's an evolving situation on the ground. So we'd advise people to stay away from Middleton for today until such time as the severe weather alert team meets again today, and our coordination group has reviewed the situation.
And Mark, do you find today that there's much anger being directed at the County Council locally over the devastation?
I think, Claire, to be honest, it's very tough on anyone who has their business or premises flooded. You know, people are very tired, they're stressed and emotional, so we understand that there is anger out there. And I suppose we're focusing now on what we can do to support people in this difficult time.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for joining us, and we'll let you get on with the work that you need to do. Thank you very much for being with us. Mark O'Sullivan, Acting Director of Roads at Cork County Council.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.